5. Travel tips for persons who travel with a service dog. There are things a person who wants to travel with their service dog can do to avoid problems during their trip. 1. Contact the carrier as soon as possible. A carrier may require between 48 and 96 hours advance notice to find out what information or documents are required. The carrier may already have this in an electronic file if it was provided for a previous trip and the passenger asked that it be kept for future reference up to 3 years. 2. Provide information to the carrier on the size of the dog. This is to ensure that the passenger and their service dog can travel safely and in reasonable comfort. 3. Find out the location of relief areas at the terminal. This must be indicated on the carrier's website. If traveling on a ferry for 4 or more consecutive hours, ask the ferry operator where the relief area is located. 4. Find out the rules and restrictions for traveling outside the country. Traveling with a service dog outside of Canada could include quarantine and permit requirements that may apply in the destination country. 5. Find out if an international health certificate and/or proof of vaccination. Additional health documentation may be required for travel abroad. 6. Carry certification documents for the service dog. You may require documents such as a training certificate and, for international travel, vaccination records. And 7. Find out about the security screening process. The screening process may involve special steps for the service dog. Note, the ATPDR only apply to service dogs and do not address traveling with pets or emotional support animals. Carriers should be contacted for information on the transportation of these other types of animals, including any conditions that may apply.